In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Drop an axe head into the water, and you will not soon recover it. Unless, of course, the prophet Elisha is there with you. In which case, the man of God can call back the axe head which was lost. But under normal circumstances, if you drop an axe head into the water, it will soon be lost and you will not find it. And that is because water scatters. What is released into the water will soon be scattered and lost. Just ask the prophet Jonah. He was on a ship headed toward Tarshish, and they encountered a severe storm. The sailors decided that the only way that they stood a chance of surviving the storm was to cast off all the excess weight and possessions into the sea. And so they did so, and all of their possessions were soon scattered and lost. The Apostle Paul had a very similar experience on his journey to Rome, as they encountered a similar type of storm, cast off the excess weight, and those things were soon scattered and lost. That which is cast into the water will soon be scattered and lost. Unless, of course, God has a specific purpose for that which has been cast into the water. Just ask the prophet Jonah. When he himself was cast into the water, he was lost for a time, but then the Lord called him out of the water so that he might go to Nineveh and preach. The Apostle Paul, as well, at the shipwreck of Malta, was cast into the water. They thought he had been lost when he was bit by a poisonous snake, but the Lord called him so that he might continue his journey to Rome and preach the gospel there. That which is cast into the water will soon be scattered and lost, and only God's word is able to call it back. In our gospel text for today, it is not an axe head which has been cast into the water. It is not possessions and extra weight from a ship which has been scattered. And it is not a preacher or a man of God who has been lost in the water. Rather, it is fish who are scattered and must be called back. And these fish are the people of God. They have been cast out. They have been scattered across the face of the earth, and they must be called back home. In the beginning, God created the perfect garden paradise of Eden, and there he placed the first man and woman to live in his presence, to live in this paradise as their eternal home. But the serpent had a scheme, a way to get Adam and Eve cast out of paradise. And so the serpent deceived the woman, and she took and ate from the tree and gave also to her husband. And so sin was brought into the world through this rebellion of Adam and Eve. And as a result, they were cast out. Because the punishment for sin is scattering. The descendants of Adam and Eve finally decided several generations later to gather together to resist against this scattering. They did not want to be dispersed over the face of the earth, and so they came together to build a city called Babel. Here, they would make a name for themselves. Here, they would build a tower to the heavens so that they would become like God. But God would not allow the humans rebellion and resistance to this scattering to continue. And so he came down and confused their languages. Because those who have forsaken the Lord God, those who have gone after other gods, those who refuse to listen to him are cast out and scattered over the face of the earth. See, sin scatters us away from the safety and the presence of the Lord. Those who exchange the glory of God for their own will and ways will soon be given up to the lusts of their heart and so scattered over the face of the earth. Not unlike fish. Like a school of fish which is dropped into dangerous water will soon disperse and be scattered, so too does sin scatter humans. Such were all of us. Such was our condition. We were dead in the trespasses and sins in which we once walked. Following the course of this world, we carried out the desires of the body, and so sin scattered us. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses and sins, he made us alive. Even when we were scattered by sin, our Lord Jesus sent out fishermen to catch us, to call us home to his church. This, of course, is the purpose for the calling of the 12. And in our gospel text for today, we heard the story of Jesus calling four of the 12 disciples. Peter and Andrew, James and John were all fishermen. And so our Lord met them in their line of work to call them into a new line of work. So our Lord performs this great miracle, this great catch of fish, not to show off and demonstrate how powerful and wise he is compared to these fishermen, although that is true. Our Lord Jesus performed this miracle for these men because in so doing, he shows the nature of the ministry to which these disciples have been called. From now on, you will be catching men. The trouble is, these men weren't ready. They were overwhelmed by the great catch of fish. Their equipment could not handle what the Lord had thrown at them. The nets began to break, the boats began to sink. They couldn't handle the task that they had been given. So Peter is right in recognizing this. He is right in falling down at the knees of Jesus and confessing his sin. These men are not ready for the task that they have been given. But Peter is wrong in what he asks to happen as a result. The answer to the problem is not to have Jesus depart. The answer to the lack of the disciples is for Jesus to speak his word of absolution. Fear not. Peter had every reason to be afraid. He was a sinful man, as he had rightly confessed. He's standing, or in this case, kneeling, in the presence of the Almighty God. But the word of absolution which Jesus spoke was like the coal that touched his lips. His sins were taken away. But Jesus' word of absolution was not all that the disciples needed. In fact, it was not the ultimate thing that they needed to be prepared for this task that they had been given. What they really needed was the resurrection of Jesus. Because it is the resurrection which gives power to the word of absolution. That's why it is quite significant that our Lord repeats this same miracle after the resurrection. You remember the story from John chapter 21. Peter and Andrew, James and John, and several other disciples had gone out fishing. Once again, they toiled all night and caught nothing. Then Jesus appears. He invites them to cast the net back down into the water, the same water that they had just been fishing in, the same water that they had caught no fish in. And yet at his word, they let down the nets and bring in a great catch of fish. The miracle is repeated, and yet the resurrection has fundamentally changed something. Reality is different now. The disciples are equipped to handle this great catch. The nets do not begin to tear. The boat does not begin to sink. They are ready. From now on, you will be catching men. And so Jesus sends out the 12 to be fishers of men, to seek out those who have been scattered and lost by sin, and to call them home by the word of the gospel. And the Lord uses these same means among us today. He sends out preachers of the gospel to seek us who have been scattered and lost by sin. He sends out preachers of the gospel to call us home. And it is that call which each one of us has received that gathers us together today. And St. Peter, in our epistle lesson for today, says this about the call that we have been given. For to this you were called, with the result that you may obtain, or literally, that you may inherit a blessing. And that blessing, of course, is from the Lord. This blessing, this life which you have received, is yours by virtue of the call that has been extended to you. You are no longer lost. You are no longer scattered. You have been called home by the word of the gospel. For those who have been called home by the word of the gospel are not called to rest on their laurels. No, each one of us is called to join in the task of catching men. Because there are many out there still who remain scattered. There are many out there in the world who need to be called home. And so our Lord Jesus calls some men to pursue this task of fishing for men on a full-time basis. He calls some men to surrender everything, leaving behind their livelihood to be a full-time fisher of men. Elisha is an example of this. When the prophet Elijah came and called him to be his successor, according to the word of the Lord, Elisha literally put to death his former life. He offered it up as a burnt offering to the Lord so that he would not, and indeed could not, turn back. Similarly, the disciples left behind everything to follow Jesus. They left their livelihood. They left the greatest catch of fish they had probably ever seen, enough fish to make them wealthy, at least for a time. But the Lord called them to leave that all behind, to be full-time fishers of men. Some men are called in this way, other men are not. Other men are called to be fishers of men by remaining in the station that they have been found in. Some men are called to live the life that they have been given and be faithful there. Naaman, the commander of the armies of the king of Syria, is an example of this. He had an encounter with the prophet Elisha. He was healed of his leprosy. He came to faith in the Lord God of Israel. And then he returned home, back to his vocation. But he returned as a changed man. There's even Simon Peter's mother-in-law, just one chapter before in our gospel text for today. She was deathly ill. She had an encounter with the Lord Jesus, and he healed her, and immediately she went back to her vocation of serving in the home. Some men are called to remain in the stations that they have been found in, living in their vocations as a witness to Christ's gracious calling, and so being a fisher of men in that way. But regardless of where you find yourself, each one of you has been called to speak the word of Christ. You are called to speak Christ's word at the dinner table with your family. You are called to speak Christ's word to your coworkers and classmates. You are called to speak Christ's word at the gym or out in the community. You are called to speak Christ's word in your neighborhoods. St. Peter instructs all Christians to always be prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. And so as one who was lost, as one who was scattered by sin, and as one who has been called home, this is now your calling. There are no exceptions. There are no excuses. You are called to be a fisher of men. May God grant us the grace and the strength and the wisdom to speak boldly, so that the many people who remain scattered may be brought home into that eternal inheritance which we look forward to in the new creation. In the name of Jesus, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.